WTNS Communication Lines gives you 2 hours of local news, weather, sports, and information. WTNS Radio gives you everything you need to know. We are live, we are local, and it all starts with WTNS News.
This from yesterday. Donald Haynes of Warsaw struck a deer in the 44,000 block of U.S. 36 in Bethlehem Township. Deputies issued a number of tall grass and weeds notices in the 600 block of John Street, another in the 600 block of John Street, one in the 300 block of North 2nd, and then Hannah White of Coshocton reported vandalism in the 700 block of Kenilworth Avenue. Deputies responded to a drug overdose in the 1500 block of North Street. Deputies issued a parking citation in the 300 block of North 2nd. A Coshocton woman wanted to report a temporary protection order violation by an ex-boyfriend, and a Coshocton woman reported the theft of a catalytic converter in the 1500 block of North Street. President Joe Biden says a tentative railway labor agreement has been reached, averting a potentially devastating strike before the midterm elections. Biden said yesterday the tentative deal will keep the critical rail system working and avoid economic disruption. The president says that it's, quote, an important win, end quote, for the economy and the American people and tens of thousands of rail workers. The Democratic president says the rail workers will get better pay, improved working conditions, and, quote, peace of mind around their health care costs, end quote. Biden calls the agreement a victory for railway companies, too. A strike could have started today. Could have shut down rail lines across the country. The tentative agreement will go now to union members for a vote. And because Ohio ranks third nationally in the number of rail miles, and talks are continuing between the largest freight railroads and their unions in an effort to avoid a strike today, without conductors and engineers, trains would be stopped dead in their tracks, impacting the nation's corn, soybeans, and other critical goods like coal and computer chips that move by train. For corn farmers in Ohio, it means that if crops can't move, it becomes less valuable. And everything that relies on corn and other items that move by train would make prices go up. And speaking of that, grocery prices are continuing to skyrocket well beyond the inflation rate of 8.3%. Bread prices rose 2.2% on the month. They're up 16.2% from a year ago. Eggs surged another 2.9% and are up 39.8% for the 12-month period. Canned fruits increased, too, at 3.4% and 16.6%. I'm Diane Coe, WTNS News.
It is 6 minutes after 9 o'clock, 56 degrees currently in Coshocton. Good morning to you. It is time for the Communication Lines program, and I'm your host, Mike Bechtel. We'll be together until 11 o'clock this morning, and we had open phone lines on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Nothing but open phone lines up to this point, and a couple of pretty good days on open phone lines, and Tuesday was kind of slow. You just never know what is in store from day to day. Well, we have guests all morning long today here on the Communication Lines program. We may or may not have a little bit of open phone lines towards the end of our program. My guess is that we will not. Pastor Neil Darien from Childlike Crossroads Bible Church will be with us to get an update about what is going on out there. And we do have this week's edition of Talking Football that will be coming up next hour as well. So maybe some open phone lines, but probably not. Don't make out a list. Let's put it that way. We're going to talk about employment for hour number one this morning. We have here in the studio with us this hour, Lynn Jacobs and Shanna Stanton, and they are here from Job and Family Services. And there is a Job Fair and Employment Expo, they're calling it, that is coming up at the Lake Park Pavilion next Thursday, and that certainly is a big part what we'll be talking about today, but we'll be talking about more than that. Good morning, Lynn and Shanna. Thank you for being here today.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
And how long have you, has the Job and Family Services been presenting an employment expo or job fair? As long as I can remember.
It's been about 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So before that, we'd had some, but then, you know, we just couldn't get together enough businesses to support that.
No, and it's the opposite.
And now it's just the opposite. Now businesses are absolutely excited about job fairs. And you know, now our big challenge is to get the prospective employers there.
And over the years, even the last 10 years, Lynn, we have seen really wild swings in supply versus demand. 10 years ago, as you pointed out, it was employees didn't need people. There wasn't any jobs, and now it's just the opposite. Has that been typical throughout our country's history? Or?
It is, and as we research that, it's like a big pendulum. It goes clear to the left and clear to the right. Just to put some numbers to that, and I kind of like numbers. 6 years ago, in our resource center, where people come to get resumes and look for jobs, basically, we had 1,500 people a month coming through unduplicated. So, you know, the same person may come back three or four times to do resumes and do workshops and such. So, as soon as 6 years ago, we had about 1,500 walk through. The last time I looked, we are under 100 people coming through unduplicated a month to our service center to look for assistance. Now, there are some that are, you know, we're using a lot of digital and a lot of different ways to serve the clients that need it, but that's a big swing. So, and as far as, you know, we're in a unique position. We're going to be busy regardless. If we don't have the people looking for work, then we have the businesses looking for the people, and vice versa. When the economy goes the other way, it's a situation where we're going to meet with either the businesses or the clients that need work, and they're going to keep us busy.
Has there ever been a time where you felt between the two extremes? Was there ever a moment or a year where you felt like, you know, the universe was in perfect harmony and perfect balance? Or
never. So, you know, that's our job. We're trying to get to that nirvana, and it's, chances are it'll never happen in our lifetime, but you know, you can't ever say never, but you know, the other thing is job security for us.
Well, and there's a lot of times people give reasons why they think that you know, there's no jobs or there's no people, and a lot of those are right, but it's really kind of a complex situation.
Oh, it is it's very complex. You know,
can't chalk it down just to one or two things.
No, and you know, with the COVID and the additional benefits through COVID, a lot of people are, you know, take away their welfare and put them to work. And I just went to a retreat, and we're talking a lot about Intel and Genesis and some of the new big players. And the thing about the welfare, it's less than like 0.2% of the people that aren't working because they can make it on welfare. We knew that before COVID hit that we were going to be in trouble with the baby boomers, because, you know, the word is we're the most educated, and you know, for baby boomers, your life is basically your work. When you talk to somebody who's a baby boomer, oh, what? Hi, I'm Lynn Jacobs. What do you do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's how you're designated. That's your class. And that's not the way it is anymore. So with that group retiring, and there's a ton of them, we knew it was coming, but COVID set it off. It was a catalyst for baby boomers to leave by the droves, and that's one of the big things. The other thing is, and I don't want to be called sexist or anything, but women who stay home have figured out, boy, I'm spending X amount of dollars on child care. I'm home now, and if we could tighten our budget about 20%, that's what I'm making after I pay the bills for child care and things like that. So a lot of women left the workforce. And that's unique because just about a year and a half, 2 years ago, women overtook men in the workforce. So there were more women in the workforce than there were men. Now,
I'm understanding that's shifted back.
It's shifted back a little bit, but it's going back and forth right now. It's about 50-50. But, so women have decided, some women have decided, you know what, I'm staying home and taking care of my kids. Sometimes by choice, sometimes by necessity, because child care has become a huge barrier in the workforce right now. So there's just not enough child care providers to meet the need.
Now, when during the height of COVID, when unemployment benefits were expanded and became more available, there was a popular phrase that entered the national lexicon, and you know what I'm going to say. Nobody wants to work.
Nobody wants to work.
Was there something to it at the time?
You know, I don't know. There are people who don't want to work, but those people are never want to work. I mean, they didn't want to work before COVID. They don't want to work after COVID.
Right, I think a lot of people would say, well, I'd retire right now if I could.
Well, and you know, just before we came on air, we talked a little bit about retiring. I'm ready to retire, but my circumstances say, you know what, yeah, not yet. There'll be a time, but it's just not time
that,
yet.
That phrase, nobody wants to work, it implies that we've got a lazy attitude.
Exactly. And you know what? And in my job, the people we work with are people who are struggling. They didn't get the education they needed when they, you know, when the time was, you know, for school. And so we're getting a lot of adults coming back, and we're sending them to school. And, you know, they did things different. You know, a young girl gets pregnant at her junior year, and she drops out of school. And then she has to, you know, she realizes, boy, I can't support this family working at a fast food restaurant. I need something different. So, you know, through our Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act, we will send people back to school to get their degrees and try to help them as much as we can through that. So the thing is, we work with those people who are struggling for whatever reason. Now, 80% of the people, sort of the Pareto principle, 80% of the people in Coshocton County go to work every day. They work 40 hours plus a week. They pay their bills. They do all that. And those aren't the people we talk about, you know, and you know, Kirby made me think about this once. You know, why do we keep talking about all the things that have gone wrong? Look at all the good things that are going right. 80% or better in Coshocton County are going to work every day. Some are driving to Newark, some are driving to Columbus, but they're working, they're supporting their families, and they're able to provide what they need. You know, when we look at somebody who has had some difficulties, whether with education or, you know, unfortunately, it's rough on those who have been incarcerated for any amount of time, and sometimes it's hard for them to get jobs. But right now, it's a lot easier based on the current model. But, you know, people usually don't want to be lazy. You know, they want to do something. Part of the problem is people don't prepare for the jobs that they're best suited for. You know, we were talking at work the other day. We're in the lower level of Job and Family Services. There's no windows. And it drives half of my staff absolutely nuts that they don't have a window. So we're going for a walk. You know, they get up, walk over to the fairgrounds and back, and that kind of relieves some of that. But, boy, they would love to have a window. Mm-hmm. And if somebody who should be a park ranger can't sit in the lower level of job and family yeah. services. So, you know, people have to find their niche. But I don't think people are inherently lazy. And then we're part of Appalachia, like it or not, where we have this cultural poverty, where some folks grow up on assistance. And that's what we had a young girl, as we talk about their goals, a young girl, and said, so what is it that you want to do? She said, well, I want to live at one of the housing projects we have and collect my food stamps and have a couple kids. That was her goal. And it's harder than heck for those people who grow up in cultural poverty to break out of that. And it's problematic, and it's systematic. So it's just one of those things that we try really hard to help people become self-sufficient, because for every person we make self-sufficient, they change from a tax burden to a taxpayer. And so, you know, there's a big turnaround there. And you know what? The people we work with, there's always some that just can't do it. Our unemployment rate's just about 5%. And quite honestly, when they do those numbers, Danny Brenneman, when he was the director, we sat down and we figured out about 2.5% of that 5%, just they're not suitable for work because of disabilities, or, you know, just age or whatever it is. They're just not really available for the workforce. So really, Coshocton County's about 2.5-3% unemployment. That's perfect. I mean, you know, you're always going to have some unemployment, but it's not as bad as it seems.
To finish the thought about nobody wants to work, or the perception of laziness, the unemployment benefits, and they were fairly easily available during the height of the pandemic, right? What's the situation now compared to pre-pandemic days on the availability of unemployment?
Right now it's straightening out. The governor and the people at the state house have realized that the unemployment program was antiquated, and we weren't ready for that rush. Well, I can't say we took a lot of the brunt of that. They just didn't have the systems for the mass number of people who went on unemployment so quickly. So people that shouldn't have got unemployment did. People that didn't deserve unemployment, like, it did get it, and people that should have got it didn't. And it was just a mess. And a lot of people took it on the chin there for a while. It's leveled out, and I know they're working on fixing the problems with that. But unemployment's back to, you know, the 36 weeks, and they're back online.
And at its height, it was up to, what, a year?
I don't remember. I think it was a year. Okay. And then there were, you know, $300 bonuses. Yeah. And it was funny, and I think we even talked about it, but somebody who was unemployed got unemployment, then with the bonuses made more than if they would have been working. And it was, and then they didn't have to pay their rent.
Well, you know, with all the myths and misconceptions out there, that one that are out there that aren't true, that one kind of bugged me.
It bugged a lot of people. It bugged taxpayers. It bugged the people in our offices, and I'm sure it bugged the people in Columbus too.
Has that been ironed out, though?
Oh yeah, that has unemployment.
That's been the $300 bonuses ended over how long ago?
Oh, that was over a year ago. The The next big thing coming, though, is SNAP, the food stamps, and the Medicaid. Mm-hmm. So with that, with COVID, the benefits got bigger for that. So they're having the coming soon is the big rewind. So if you, Mike, if you are eligible for $20 food stamps a month, with COVID, you got the maximum amount based on the size of your family. So during COVID, you may be getting $250 a month. So now they're going to go, the governor in Columbus has decided, well, we got to go back pre-COVID. We can't continue the program the way it is. So the great rewind is going to happen, and you're going to go back to your $16 a month that you're really eligible for instead of $250 a month. And that's going to, the news media makes it sound sometimes, oh, a lot of people are going to lose all their benefits. Mm-hmm. Well, it's benefits that they got during COVID. They're still going to get their food stamps, but at the level they should get it at. And so there's going to be an uproar over that. And I've already seen news articles that said X amount of people are going to lose their Medicare, and they've got families and such. And basically it's just going back to the original setup and take away the additional funds because of the COVID. Less people will be eligible, and that's true. But should they be eligible or not? Based on the system before, that's what we'll go back to. And we don't know when that's going to happen. I talked to our director the other day, and he looks forward right after the first of the year for that to come to fruition.
So just for perspective, unemployment's what, right around 3%?
Right now?
Yeah, well, it's 5% officially, but for Coshocton County, about 3%. We've got about 600 people in Coshocton that can work that's not.
But when COVID hit at its hardest, hit the employment situation at its hardest, how high did unemployment get?
Oh.
Oh. 20% or?
Yeah, you know what? I'd hate to give you an, but it was high.
Definitely double digits.
But it was really high a couple years before COVID. That's, you know, that's where we were in the 10, 12, and it was pretty painful. It really was. Every month we get that report and unemployment, holy cow, and trying to find those businesses. You know, we've got some great opportunities coming to Coshocton County with Genesis, mm-hmm. over 300 jobs. They're starting their process now. They'll be at the job fair, and we've gotten a lot of calls about that. I'm sure you've heard the Intel announcement and what's going to happen with that. The numbers for that are phenomenal, and if we have time, I'll share those with you.
Well, I've written down a lot more questions than I had when we began here. Yeah. We need to take a break, and when we come back, why don't we talk a little bit more about the Employment Expo that's coming up, and we'll get back. I want to talk about the impact that Genesis coming here to Coshocton County, Intel coming to our region just down the road, and a lot of other things. Our guests are Lynn Jacobs and Shanna Stanton with the Job and Family Services. We'll be back right after these words.
There's always time for the drive-through deal, because no matter how fast you are at making breakfast, McDonald's is faster.
Pumpkin Spice is back for a limited time only. Now you can get any size iced coffee for just $2. Try flavors like French vanilla, sugar-free French vanilla, caramel, and pumpkin spice for a limited time, only $2.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Hi, this is Mark Lacey with Old Town Realty. Since January 1 of this year, I have sold or placed under contract with qualified buyers over 1,550 acres. Of these transactions, all but one have been with cash buyers. Most of the properties were only on the market for 3 weeks or less. My point is, now is the time to market your property with me. You can reach me at 740-502-3074. And remember, If you think land, Mark Lacey's your man.
There are a lot of steps between conceiving, carrying, and cradling your baby. No matter what stage of motherhood you're in, our team at Cleveland Clinic Union Hospital will be there every step of the way. From managing high-risk pregnancies to delivery planning, we provide specialized care for you and your little one. For every care in the world. To learn more or schedule your care, visit unionhospital.org/motherhood.
At Papa John's Pizza, get a large specialty pizza for just $15, carry out or delivery. To order, call 740-623-8483 or order online at pjz.com. And remember, Papa John's new location, 439 Cambridge Road.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Sports Service at 623-9867. September is Hero Appreciation Month. All first responders will get an additional $500 off their next vehicle. Doctors, nurses, EMTs, firefighters, deputies, active military, and veterans. Only at Jeff Drennan Ford. Ask for me, AJ Schreiber.
Craig Abner here with the Jeff Drennan's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Otsego Avenue. Before you know it, the leaves will be changing colors and the cold weather will be bringing on the snow. Brrr! Now is a perfect time to get a four-wheel drive for the upcoming season. Our lot is packed with over 60 pre-owned vehicles, and 40 of them are four-wheel drives. These vehicles have all been maintenance checked, detailed, and ready to go anywhere your next adventure may take you. We have 37 one-owner vehicles for you to choose from, as well as a great selection of new vehicles arriving daily. We currently have 0% financing on most Rams in stock for up to 72 months. Don't get left out in the cold. Stop in and see for yourself just how easy it is to get a great deal on your next vehicle right here at Jeff Drennan's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, or look us up on the web at Chrysler Jeep Dodge of Coshocton.com.
For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
McWayne Ductal is proud to say they've been part of the Coshocton community since 1910. They have positions available for production entry levels starting at $25.16 up to $32 per hour, mechanics starting at $35 up to $40.32 per hour, electricians starting at $38.23 up to $44.50 per hour, and maintenance multicraft starting at $39.27 up to $44.50 per hour. Please apply online at McWayne.com. McWayne is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the meat man, Gary Collins from Collins Meat and Food Market. The prices have been reduced on Rip Burger deli loaves, breakfast loaves, spiced pork, and ham bologna. Prices are also reduced on skinless hot dogs, smoked kielbasa, and 5-pound boxes of hot dogs. Now is the time to take advantage of these lower prices. If you're looking for the most economical way to buy meat, try one of my 19 common meat bundles ranging from $19.95 to $179.95. Tell us you heard this ad on the radio and get free freezer wrap on any one of my 19 economy meat bundles. To place your orders, call 622-4625 or stop by 993 Kenilworth Avenue. Come in and see us at Collins Meat and Food Market, where you can't beat our deli meat prices. Enjoy the weekend and remember, keep smiling.
Gary gladly accepts the Ohio Direction Card and delivers free within the city limits.
Welcome back to Ohio's newest game show, Beat the Stigma. Final question. Drug addiction is often the result of what? A, genetics. B, mental illness. C, traumatic experiences. Or D, all of the above. Beth.
E, none of the above.
There's no E.
Ooh, changing my answer to because they don't know right from wrong.
That's a stigma, and that's what we're trying to beat. I'm sorry, you did not beat the stigma.
Ohio, challenge what you know about addiction at beatthestigma.org.
Need to visit the Ohio BMV? Go online first. It could save you a trip. It's now easier and more convenient than ever to get what you need from the BMV online. Need to renew your driver's license? Renew online. And if you need to renew your vehicle registration, visit one of our new BMV Express kiosks or go online. If you do need to visit a BMV agency, use the Get In Line online tool, also found on the website, to save your spot and minimize your time waiting. For more services available online, check out bmv.ohio.gov.
Come on down to the Roscoe Barbecue Company, located in historic Roscoe Village next to the Visitor Center. Roscoe Barbecue Company smokes their meat daily and has perfected the spice of the smoke to ensure your meat is always fresh to order and offers great, mouth-watering taste. The Roscoe Barbecue Company offers slow-smoked and dry-rub brisket, sliced turkey, pulled pork, smoked sausage, ribs, and smoked chicken legs. The Roscoe Barbecue Company is open Wednesday through Sunday from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m.
Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s for tonight, mainly clear. Patchy fog after midnight, lows in the lower 50s. And for tomorrow, patchy fog in the morning, mostly sunny with highs around 80. Currently it is 56 in Coshocton.
This is the meat man, Gary Collins from Collins Meat and Food Market. The prices have been reduced on Rip Burger deli loaves, breakfast loaves, spiced pork, and ham bologna. Prices are also reduced on skinless hot dogs, smoked kielbasa, and 5-pound boxes of hot dogs. Now is the time to take advantage of these lower prices. If you're looking for the most economical way to buy meat, try one of my 19 economy meat bundles ranging from $19.95 to $179.95. Tell us you heard this ad on the radio and get free freezer wrap on any one of my 19 economy meat bundles. To place your orders, call 622-4625 or stop by 993 Kenilworth Avenue. Come in and see us at Collins Meat and Food Market, where you can't beat our deli and meat prices. Enjoy the weekend and remember, keep smiling.
Gary gladly accepts the Ohio Direction Card and delivers free within the city limits. 56 degrees currently in Coshocton, kind of a cool morning, and I like it. We've had some cool nights and cool mornings. Fall is on the way, but this weekend is going to feel like summer, so make sure that you enjoy that. Well, second hour, we'll be speaking with Pastor Neil from Charlotte Crossroads Bible Church. We are back once again with Lynn Jacobs and Shanna Stanton from Job and Family Services. And Shanna, the Employment Expo is coming up a week from today. Can you give us an overview about what all is going to happen next Thursday?
Yeah, so we have about 45 employers coming. We've obviously been putting it out on the radio and putting it out online and hoping we have lots and lots of job seekers, because lots and lots of employers need employees. But we have had several employers call us, and they want to come, and they do not have the staff to cover. So we are going to have an applications table, and then we're going to collect those and just send those off to those employers that they really want to come and they just can't. So we're just going to help them out.
Is there one or two job sectors or types of jobs here in and around Coshocton County where there's more availability than others? What's in most demand?
Manufacturing and healthcare, for sure. Our, you know, Coshocton Regional Medical Center, they are in need of employees. The new Genesis Coshocton Medical Center site, they are in need of employees. And then most of our manufacturing facilities are hiring.
And I know it's a lengthy list, and you don't have to, but if you want to run down the list of who all is going to be here, maybe give some folks an idea of what's available.
Yep. We have AlterCare, Annan Flagmakers, Baird Concrete Products, Cleveland Cliffs, Corporation for Ohio Appalachian Development, Coshocton County Emergency Medical Services, Coshocton County Head Start, Coshocton Grain Company, Coshocton Regional Medical Center, Coshocton Genesis Medical Center, Coshocton Sheriff's Department, C-Tech, DOY Services, Echoing Hills, Fanatics, Fisher Decorating, HV Coil, Interim Healthcare Hospice, ITM Marketing, Nahoco Ashland, Kraft Heinz, Licking County Sheriff's Office, McWayne, MFM Building Products, Ohio Department of Job and Family Services Veteran Resources, ODOT District 5, the Ohio Army National Guard, Ohio Central Railroad, Ohio Fab, Ohio Taxidermy Supply, PSI Industrial Solutions, RHDD, Ridge Corporation, Sailor Wealth Strategies, Simona Boltron, Spectrum, Surge Staffing, Swipe Jobs, the U.S. Navy, Bueller's, and then our own Job and Family Services will have a table.
That's about everybody.
Yeah.
So, and what's the I don't know if you can answer this or not, but what's the most highest number of participants that you've had from the employer's perspective? Is this close to a record?
Well, I would say this year you know, physically having the employers there, it's a little bit down just because of some of the employers that want to be there and they can't because of, you know, their own staffing issues. Last year, I think we had a little bit of the same problem. We had about around this, about the same number. I think we might have had actually 50 that came. But yeah, I mean, we try to do this annually, because we know that the employers, they need it. We try to do a couple a year. We have one in May to highlight our in-demand jobs week, that all Ohio Means Jobs and the state of Ohio participate in. And we usually have a really good turnout for that too. That's more geared towards our youth, but our youth is invited to this one as well. I mean, it's kind of at the end of their tail end of their school day. That is something else that we are excited about too. Ohio Means Jobs partnering with the Coshocton Port Authority and the Coshocton Chamber of Commerce. We are kind of meeting, started a council, and we are meeting with our local schools and our employers that are in need, and really trying to reestablish those relationships between the schools and employers and try to get those businesses into the schools. And it's been very well received. So we're excited about that.
What do you ask, what do you recommend of people that are planning to attend? What should they bring? How should they dress? What should they do?
They should, you know, be in, you know, nice clothes. It is understanding if you are coming from another job. Most employers, they're going to be okay with that, you know, because, hey, you're already in your work gear coming from somewhere else. We have seen people in not so great attire or not smelling the greatest. So yeah. Try to keep up on that hygiene that day. Also, if you need help with your resume, you know, come to Ohio Means Jobs. We have our career coaches there that is what they help with. They help with resumes. You know, we can walk you through it, help you. Or we have what we call a resume fact sheet. You just kind of pop your information in, and then we, you know, compile it down. We don't want you to walk into an employment expo with a 5 or 6 page resume because that's just not what you're supposed to do anymore. Your resume should be 1 to 2 pages max. And our career coaches at Ohio Means Jobs can help with that. If you need interview prep, you know, we do that. We are getting down to the wire. Something that we also do, workshops that help you prep for these. Again, getting down to the wire for that too. But, you know, come see us. I think most people know where we're at, 725 Pine Street. And I mean, if we can't help you, someone down there will figure out what we need to do to get you going.
Okay. It's coming up a week from today. That is next Thursday, September the 22nd at the Lake Park Pavilion from 11 to 3. What else would you like to share with us, Shanna, about the Employment Expo?
Our employers are, you know, I'm kind of unique. I have been to the Employment Expo as a job seeker before I became in this position. I sat there as a recruiter trying to recruit employees, and now I'm running the whole thing. So I kind of have all three experiences. I remember going in, and it was overwhelming, and I was nervous. Mm-hmm. I think that's just normal, but the employers are there because they need you. So don't be my biggest message to job seekers is, I mean, you could walk in there and get a job that day, or at least, you know, just put your feelers out there, go talk, at least just you can have everything's done online. You know, the days of going in, grabbing a job application. Yes, we still have that at some places, but most everything is, you know, all done online. So now you can go chat with them in person, look them in the eye, and then, you know, if you don't get hired that day, call back, you know, make that, you know, that follow-up call, and they can kind of put a name with a face. And you can't really do that anymore. So it's a great opportunity. And then you have, you know, they're kind of in competition for you. That's the way to look at it, too, to make you not so nervous. But yeah, if you are looking for a job, or you have, you know, niece, nephew, granddaughter, you know, whatever, someone in your family, a friend, let them know and just, you know, come out and see what there is to offer. And hopefully you walk out of there that day with a job.
Okay.
It's possible.
A lot of opportunities are out there. It's, again, a week from tomorrow at the Lake Park Pavilion from 11 to 3. The Employment Expo. We need to take a break. We'll be back once again with Shanna Stanton and Lynn Jacobs from Job and Family Services right after these words.
More hard-earned dollars pulled right out of your pocket. That's what taxing Tim Ryan and Joe Biden's recent tax increase will do to hardworking lower and middle-income Ohio families. Taxing Tim helped pass hundreds of billions in new taxes, including higher taxes on people making less than $10,000 a year. This tax isn't just on the wealthy. It's on middle and lower income people, too. Ryan also voted to hire 87,000 new IRS employees to dig even deeper in middle class pockets. $20 billion in higher taxes we pay for to hire IRS employees to hassle us. Ohioans already feel squeezed. We just can't afford taxing Tim Ryan and his latest tax grab. Reject taxing Tim Ryan. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Bex recognizes this week's player with hearts, Maura K. Joyacy, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
It's a really busy schedule because this is my last year, my senior year, and my main focus is cross-country and track because I'm trying to make it a state.
Joyacy plays two sports in the fall, soccer and cross-country, and she's also president of the FFA.
We go to this place called La Terza, and we roast and brew coffee there, and it's coffee from all over the world. So I mostly like to go there to brew coffee for my country.
Agriculture is something she grew up with in her native Rwanda.
Agriculture is a big part of my childhood. I grew up surrounded by small farms that were started by my family. So agriculture, like when I'm involved in agriculture at school, it's like a replay of my childhood.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Show your support for the Buckeyes at G. Fisher Diamond Jewelers with our exclusive Blocko. Choose from a large selection of sparkling styles in pendants, earrings, bracelets, and watches. We have the largest selection of Buckeye jewelry you will find anywhere. Show your Buckeye colors with your very own Blocko exclusively at G. Fisher Diamond Jewelers in historic Roscoe Village. When you rather say, it came from G.A. Fisher.
Coshocton Regional Medical Center is committed to prioritizing the safety of our patients. That promise of better care is reflected in our achievement of a Leapfrog Hospital Safety Grade A for safety excellence and a top 10% ranking for patient safety in the nation from Health Grades 2 years in a row. We strive to be the gold standard of care and have demonstrated that pledge to every patient with our commitment to patient safety. Coshocton Regional Medical Center, where care matters most.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service 24 hours a day at 622-0194. During September, we are giving an additional $500 off your next vehicle to all our local heroes, doctors, nurses, EMTs, hospital staff, deputies, firefighters, and also active military and veterans. Only at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Otsego Carryout in Coshocton is the only stop for whatever you need. Check out their deli, meat and cheese, a freshly made grab-and-go sandwich, and a large selection of Walnut Creek favorites. Check out these new items. A new selection of grab-and-go snacks and sandwiches, and a large variety of deli meat and cheese. Stop by Otsego Carryout today. If they don't have it, you don't need it.
In today's society, it has become common for people to select their own memorial, taking the responsibility off family members at the time of need. This allows for the design of the monument that best symbolizes their lives. A special monument can say so much about the person they represent. This is Tim Milligan from Milligan Memorials, and for 107 years we have been providing the honest answers and quality products your family deserves. Stop by Milligan Memorials at 1132 Cemetery Drive and let our family help you create your own special lasting memorial.
Call Milligan Memorials at 622-5833.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
Get your ride cleaned up with a complete detail for only $159 at the John Hinder Honda Service Center. Or, if you have a pesky parking lot den, we can remove most of them for as low as $69. The John Hinder Honda Service Center, next to our Honda store on Route 79 and Heath or HinderHonda.com.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinder Honda.
Lafayette Point in West Lafayette is committed to providing the highest quality of life through excellent care to their residents while preserving their dignity and self-respect. They are dedicated to making a difference one resident at a time. They accept most insurances. For more information, call Cody, the admissions coordinator, at 740-545-6355.
Mostly sunny today with high temperatures in the upper 70s. For tonight, mainly clear, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the lower 50s. And tomorrow, patchy fog in the morning, then a mostly sunny with highs around 80. Currently it is 62 in Coshocton. We're back once again with Lynn Jacobs and Shanna Stanton from Job and Family Services. Don't forget that Employment Expo that is coming up a week from today, and that's the Lake Park Pavilion. Everyone is invited to come out. Well over 40 employers will be there. And Lynn, I said I wanted to talk about Intel and Genesis, but job seekers these days, the ones that come through your office with unemployment so low, are they typically ones that already have a job and are looking to either change careers or looking for something with better pay? Or what kind of trends do you see there?
The ones who walk in are usually looking to upgrade. They're currently working, and they're looking for, you know, the level up. And great for them. One of the things that the millennials have figured out, if they take a job, it takes a long time to get a raise. I mean, you have to work years before you're at a level that
sometimes it takes a long time.
Especially, it all depends on what kind of business you're working at. Their idea is to go ahead and get the new job. Just look for that work, continue working, and when that next job comes up, that's a higher level, better working conditions, whatever. Jump on that. So one of the things we're finding in resumes is a lot of job jumping, which usually is not a good thing. If you have four jobs in a year and a half,
good chance if you're the employer, you're going to be number five.
Yeah, it's like, wow, we just, you know, but with the millennials, that's their modus operandi. They are looking to get up to the top of the food chain, and more power to them. I mean, if they can get away with it. So businesses have to look at resumes a little differently anymore and say, I see that he's had five jobs, but then you have to start looking at, well, what was the first job and what was the second job? And if you can see, that the fourth job is a lot higher level, then you start realizing what's going on there.
If they've got the work ethic, they're showing up for work, and right. You know, if I get two good years out of them, so be it.
Yeah, so you know, business, that's the key, and I talk a lot about this, but businesses have to change the way they're doing business as far as human resources. You know, right now, retail and food service is really struggling because we have, for every 100 jobs that are available, we only have a workforce of 62. So where's the other 38? They're coming from retail mostly, and they're going to those manufacturing jobs. They're higher paying. And, you know, Shanna said it earlier, most of the jobs are healthcare and manufacturing. We went to a service economy and left manufacturing, and now manufacturing is coming back huge, and it's not the manufacturing that our dads worked at or our grandparents, where it was dirty, smoky. You'd have to come home and get hosed off before grandma would let you in the house. It's manufacturing different. You know, you've got clean rooms and like for Intel, the bunny suits they have to wear all white, and they're completely covered because to make these computer chips, it has to be immaculately clean. So yeah, it's different. And when we're looking at resumes, these businesses have got to change ways. And we talk quite a bit to the businesses about what is it that we're hearing from potential employees. And you know, the new workforce, they don't like swing shifts. They mm-hmm. absolutely hate that. If they have a chance to work from home, they love that. They like a 4-day work week. And, you know, and the businesses that catch on and make the changes to meet the needs of those potential employees are the ones that are going to stay in business, especially if what they're doing is, you know, something that's a need or a want or, you know, based on whatever business that is. But there's going to be some businesses become extinct. It's just going to happen. So you got to be real aggressive. Somebody who is a human resources person looking at a resume, a year ago they spent nine seconds on a resume before they decided to put it into a maybe pile or whatever. Now you really can't do that. And I honestly just went through it myself. We needed to find a new staff employee, and I found myself buzzing through, and I went, no, wait a minute. No, how come this person had 5 jobs? And I did just what I said earlier, looked at what the jobs were and such. So we have to a little more due diligence when we're trying to figure that out. The other part that's really scary is some of the best people that we've met face to face and decided, oh yeah, we'd like to take a chance on you, their resumes were really, really mm-hmm. bad. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, how can we help these clients build a resume that really shows what kind of worker they are? They don't know how to do it, so we have to. We just hired somebody, and I told her, I said, listen, your resume really was poor. Let me help you build your resume. Let me work on that to fix that up for you. So yeah, there's just so many, gosh darn, there's so many opportunities. The potential employee can, Mike, you could walk out on the street today and say, hey, I'm looking for a job. Next week you could be hired somewhere. So it's pretty good. But yeah, it's just employee's market right now.
And so throw Intel, the growth that we're seeing in our region and our county, Genesis with what, 300?
Genesis is 300.
300, and then Intel with over 3,000, and that's before we even talk about the other businesses that are going to need to either move in or step it up to support those two.
Absolutely. Right now, some numbers for Genesis, you know, they're looking for about 300, and that's gonna vary a little bit, but that was their initial number, and I believe they're still at that. They're already accepting resumes. They're doing some innovative things with young people, looking at people who are actually 16 and 17.
Genesis.
Yes. And so they're trying to get them into the building so they can see what healthcare looks like and maybe make that a permanent career. So, you know, you got 300 jobs there. Cleveland Cliffs is doing some expansion. It's not going to add a whole lot of jobs, but they're continually adding jobs. McWane is growing, and they're looking for normally they're looking for about 30 to 40 people. Well, now with this expansion, they need 50 people for this expansion. So McWane is working hard to get employees. And with that, with the competition, wages are going up, some benefits are going up, and businesses are trying to figure out how to get the employees. One of the things I think they're missing, though, and I talked to a couple people last week about it, is retaining the ones you have. What are you going to do to retain those people? Exactly. And so it's businesses really have to do their due diligence, because like I said, 62 for every 100 jobs open.
Well, with Intel 50 plus miles down the road, and I'm sure that there'll be, you know, people from Coshocton County that go there, but how will, you know, being in that radius, how will it indirectly impact us here in Coshocton County? In other words, other than just the jobs that Intel provides, how will it impact us?
You know, Shanna just gave me a tongue lashing before we came back on the air and said, you need to stay positive about Intel. And I truly am positive. What's going to happen with Intel? They're going to have 3,000 people working at Intel. 70% of those will have some type of degree, supposedly. That's good. That's a big order for our area. And the really neat thing about that is Intel looked on the map. They put a compass down where the plan is, and they put the compass out to 1 hour drive. And that's what they call ground zero. And Coshocton is, the biggest part of Coshocton is right in that level one area. So we are going to be a big part of that. They need 3,000 employees, and they want 70% to have a degree. Now, through COTC, they have developed, they had most of what they need for their engineering
to program. To have a degree, period, Lynn, or to have a specific skill?
Specific
that, okay.
engineering-type okay. degree. Plus, there are going to be other jobs. I mean, they're going to have jobs that won't require degrees. But as far as their technicians, there's going to be three levels. You'll need at least an associate degree in engineering, and you can get that completely now at COTC. And Dr. Barry had a meeting. They had 90% a few months ago, and they were looking for that other 10% that Intel needed, and I'm sure they're either right on the cusp of getting that, or they've got it already. I haven't talked to Dr. Barry for a while, so we need to. But it looks like any kid coming out of high school right now, we can pretty much guarantee that they can go to school for 2 years to get this associate degree and not pay a nickel. And so it's there's a lot of opportunities. And you know, one of the I saw a commercial last night for the governor race, and he said, yeah, you know, all we're providing all this training. And okay, so the governor has some to do with it, but you know, the colleges and the workforce programs and all that are really, really making a difference. Now our money comes from the governor, so I'm not, you know, but you know,
and the construction jobs that, you know, they just did the groundbreaking last week. That's astronomical.
Yeah.
The construction that's, you know, gonna. Some from our county is going to be employed there.
Sure.
I mean, and we're talking for years, not just once the building's up, just, you know, upkeep for when, like, the electricians and welders and pipe fitters. I mean, there's going to be a lot of those jobs that, you know, people from our county are going to be able to, you know, gain from that.
Do you anticipate that the that it will have any impact on the population of Coshocton County?
Oh,
will people move in here, or make it more likely that people will stay?
Absolutely. I mean, with the good jobs come the people. And, you know, when Intel first came in, we heard numbers like $135,000 a year, and that's an average. I mean, there's going to be jobs at Intel that are worth a whole lot more than that, and there's going to be jobs that are less. But the first level technician is going to, it's going to be it's going to be worth driving from Coshocton to what's going to happen. Like Shanna said, right now they're looking for 7,000 construction workers. They're going to come off from all over the place.
Yeah.
And at least a third of them will retire or can retire from Intel. Working on that for their expansion. Right now, they want 7,000 construction employees. They're planning on hiring 3,000 to start with. Over the next few years, they want to increase. In 10 years, they want to be up to 10,000 employees. And so, and some of our constituents from Licking County went to Arizona to see some of their other stuff. It's like a little city. And the neighbors love them because they keep their facilities immaculate and the landscaping's done beautifully, so they're excited. They also plan for within the next 10 years, and this is going to be gradual over time, but they estimate that there's going to be 100,000 jobs because of Intel coming to this area, because already we've got 31 companies committed to this area. They're coming in. The first one I think that came in was a laundry service, because every day those bunny suits that everybody's going to be wearing in that plant go out, and they have a service that cleans and takes care of those uniforms, and so that's a whole business, and they'll have to have, you know, maybe 20, 30 employees, and
but
so
even things like gas stations and restaurants the periphery around it, retail, et cetera.
Sure. Yeah. And you think about 100,000 jobs. Now, there's not that many. There's just not that many people available. People have to come in, and they will, and for the good jobs. Some of the big issues we've talked about, housing. Housing is going to be big. You're going to see, and I guess this is where it could come off negative. You're going to see prices rise, unless you're a seller. And then, prices are going to probably go up, and real estate's going to increase. But, there's going to be, I can't believe that with Intel that a couple businesses aren't going to land right in Coshocton County, because, like I said, there's already promises for a ton of businesses. And I don't know what all the businesses are, but I talked to my son-in-law, who's assistant fire chief. They have their own fire department within Intel. And, you know, he's saying, I could take a look at that.
Yeah.
And so, and he's a paramedic. So they're going to have that. So he's looking at it.
Well, we could talk all morning. We have another guest that is going to be here with us shortly. But with Intel and with Genesis, I think Genesis is looking to open up in April. They just opened up the new primary care facility there, yeah, in the old Peebles. So when can we start seeing or feeling these effects, the ripple effects, once everybody gets hired and everything gets up and running? You know, some of these, both Genesis and Intel, it would seem to be in their benefit to get people hired and get them start training right away.
Genesis is starting. Intel has already hired some of their upper level management people and have sent them to California and Arizona to train within their facilities there already. And so we're already feeling some of the effects, Mike. If you watch real estate and how it's sneaking up. Well, it's not even sneaking up. It just kind of blasted off. And it kind of backed off a little, but it's still creeping up there pretty much. The one thing I need to say, though, is, Mike, even though we have these opportunities for Intel, and it's really a blessing for Coshocton County and East Central Ohio, but the thing is, we still have Cleveland Cliffs and McWane. and we're committed to keep working as hard for them too. But you know, it just we're gonna help any business or any employer that we possibly can. Shanna said we have about 45. If you're still an employer and would like to get in to this job fair, we have five or six, and we can even maybe go up to 10 if we squeeze some people around. But if you'd like to be in the Employment Expo, give Shanna a call and see if we can get you in.
Lynn, Shanna, good stuff this morning. Hope we can do this again sometime soon. And Shanna, if you would, one more time, just very quickly, give us all the numbers and important information about the Employment Expo coming up a week from today.
Yep, so next Thursday, September 22nd, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Lake Park Pavilion. We hope to see you there and get you to work.
Okay, that's a week from today, 11 to 3 at the Lake Park Pavilion. Everyone is invited, and lots of employers are participating. That is Lynn Jacobs and Shanna Stanton from Job and Family Services. So we have Pastor Neil Darien from Tri-Lite Crossroads Bible Church that will be joining us here momentarily. Right now, let's get our national and international news now from the AP.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. So what now? There's a tentative new deal that would avert a crippling rail strike. President Biden reportedly telling negotiators last night to consider the harm to families, farmers, and businesses if rail lines got shut down. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The strike could have shut down rail lines nationwide, stalling freight and passengers. The president announced a tentative deal to avert the strike after negotiators on both sides spent some 20 hours at the Labor Department hammering out a deal, prodded by the president telling them to consider the impact on families, farmers, and businesses. He was in a delicate spot, hours after touting the importance of unions, while knowing a union strike could hammer the economy before November's midterm elections. Now that the crisis has been averted, Amtrak says it's working to restore long-distance trains it had canceled as the strike loomed. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Americans are still spending. Retail sales rose an unexpected 0.3% last month. There's a new look now at how we're living in this pandemic era. The survey released this morning by the Census Bureau. The AP's Jennifer King.
Some of the data is not surprising. The number of people working from home tripled, and more households now have a computer and internet service. Public transportation use was cut in half over concerns about catching the virus. Costs rose for those seeking more comfortable isolation. The median home value went from $240,500 to over $281,000. The percentage of people who spent more than a third of their income on rent rose to over 51%. Jennifer King, Washington.
In London, the line to view Queen Elizabeth's coffin is now almost 4.5 miles long. Mourners say they don't mind the wait. Roger Federer says he's retiring from tennis. This is AP News. A former town official pleaded guilty to a capital riot charge. The AP's Ed Donahue has this.
Before she pleaded guilty, Suzanne Ianni had argued federal authorities had selectively targeted her for prosecution based on her political beliefs. The elected member of the Natick, Massachusetts town meeting organized a bus trip to Washington in January of last year for fellow members of a right-wing group called Super Happy Fun America. Ianni faces a maximum sentence of 6 months in prison. Also, a Nevada man, Josiah Kenyon, pleaded guilty to assaulting law enforcement officers at the Capitol with what appeared to be a table leg, injuring an officer. At the time, he was dressed as Jack Skellington, a character from the movie The Nightmare Before Christmas. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Gas prices are still falling. Gas is just under $3.70 a gallon this morning. A year ago, gas was $3.18. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
It is 11 minutes after 10, 62 degrees in Coshocton. And time for hour number two of the Communication Lines program. And we are going to spend most of that hour with Pastor Neil Darien from Tri-Lite Crossroads Bible Church. And a lot of things to talk about this morning. And welcome back, Pastor Neil. It's been a little while.
Hey, great to see you, Mike.
So what else is going on at the church right now?
We have, so there's a bunch of preschool kids there and school kids, and it's awesome. We had 273 kids for our camp this summer, which was just fabulous. So last night we had to move the adult Bible study to my office, which is great because where we normally meet was needed for Awana kids. So we have about 80 kids every night. And Mike, eventually I'm going to get shoved out onto the sidewalk with my laptop and my chair is eventually what's going to happen, I think. So I'm delighted to be pushed out of the building for good reasons. So
okay, you're going to need to build another big church.
We'll see what happens. You know, we really care about this community, Mike. We want to do whatever we can to be a help and use whatever we have every day to be a blessing to people. So
well, the first thing you mentioned to me, we've got several things that we want to talk about, but Israel. Now, you've for years your church and others, I believe, have been a part of a regular trip to Israel.
Oh my goodness, it's just awesome. And another recent development. I just turned 50 and I'm wearing glasses. And it seems like they came together. I don't know how they arrived together, but they did. But part of turning 50, the church was so kind to me, Mike. They paid for a trip for me to go to Shiloh for my 50th birthday and dig for a week. And so that was their gift, which is really, really great, of them. But I'm going to actually bring Julie. And when my brother-in-law, who is going to be in Israel at that time filming for another series of programs, when he learned we were going, he said, well, how about if you come early and get scuba certified and help me film in the Gulf of Aqaba? He said, my main camera guy can't dive because he has ear problems. So he needs another camera guy. So I don't know what we're going to find, Mike, but I've watched a couple really cool documentaries called The Red Sea Miracle. And it would be really, really awesome if we're just going to document whatever we find, but it'd be fantastic if we were able to find some evidence of where the children of Israel crossed. I don't know what that would be, but whatever we find, we're going to document, and I get to be part of it. So I'm so excited I can hardly sleep.
Now, scuba, for those that aren't familiar, not to be confused with snorkeling. Mm. Scuba is much more intensive. You have to take classes, don't you?
You
gotta know what you're doing, because if you don't, there's a certain element of danger involved.
Of course there is, yeah. Of course, yeah. So your body's under a lot more pressure, you know, at depth or down below the water. So I passed all my written exam stuff, and I'm getting ready to do start the practical stuff next week. So I'm excited because I believe the Bible's true, and it'd be just fabulous if we were able to find some and document some evidence for this series. He's doing a series called The Seas of Israel, and of course there's the Sea of Galilee, the Dead Sea, the Mediterranean Sea, and of course the Red Sea. So the Gulf of Aqaba is part of the Red Sea, and so that comes up to a lot at the southern tip of the Negev Desert in Israel. So the southernmost city in Israel is a lot, which is on the Gulf of Aqaba, which is part of the Red Sea. So there's a lot of evidence that the Mount Sinai that I've been saying for years that I climbed isn't the real Mount Sinai, and that the real one is in Saudi Arabia, and that to get there, Moses was leading the children of Israel east out of Cairo to round the curve at a lot, and but God, the text actually says that God redirected them and sent them down another route. And if the route that we think it is that could indicate the crossing location is correct, if our assessment of the information so far is correct, then some of the mountains on the sides of the passage of the route that God sent them down were 7,000 feet high. What that means is you're going down a dead-end street, and there's an army chasing you, and that only God can help you. And many times in life, I think we find ourselves in that position. And the Bible actually says there was a mountain on each side, and they couldn't go anywhere, and so they cried out, you know, to Moses, hey, we're going to die here. And Moses talked to God, and God had him hold up his staff and parted the Red Sea. So this is a part of Israel that I've
I've been to a lot a couple times, but I've never done diving at all in my life.
Mike. And now is the scuba, is that like a big part of what you're doing? Are you just going to go scuba diving for an hour one day, or are you going to do a lot of it?
It's going to be a lot of it to document. We're going to have metal detectors, and there's talk of submersibles if we need to go deeper. So we'll see whatever we need to do to film. To document great evidence and bring it, to people with the level of high quality production that the InGrace program is known for. So I'm like a kid in a candy store. I'm so excited.
How deep will you go with your scuba gear?
So scuba, I'll be certified to 60 feet. And I think we might have to use submersibles for deeper than that. The challenge with going a whole lot deeper than that is it just starts getting dark. And so, since we're doing this for television, it's tough to see, even with lights, it's really tough to see down that deep. So, but Mike, what's so cool is we'll be after that. We're going to go to Shiloh to dig, and anybody can go on this dig trip. It's I think it's about $1,200 for a week of digging, and so you're paying them to help them. But that includes you staying in a hotel and transportation. There's logistics and arrangements, so it's perfectly great. But it makes perfect sense. It's almost like Walmart. They don't have to pay the checkout girl because you're checking your own stuff out. It's almost like that. I chuckle to think that I'm paying them to help them. But I'm so excited about that as well because the tabernacle was there for 369 years, and that's where the children of Israel met to split up the land of Israel to the 12 tribes, Shiloh. So between diving and digging, I'm pretty stoked about, but that trip is happening in June. We're going, with a group of people from this area into February.
Is there anything specific? You mentioned you're taking metal detectors when you dive. Is there anything specific you're looking for, or any specific types of artifacts?
Well, I mean, the obvious thing that comes to mind is Egyptian chariots or swords or spears. So I don't know what particular settings, but I'm guessing those. And there's a lot of things that can be known about that I don't know. So I have just a whole lot to learn.
What kind of research has gone into where specifically you're going to dive? Who have you spoken with to give yourself the best chance of finding something?
I'm just a lowly cameraman on this trip, so I don't know a whole lot about it yet. I'm just eager to get my certification and keep learning. So I know that my brother-in-law is well-connected in the Middle East. Dr. Scott Stripling is one of his contacts that has done a lot of work in that whole region. So I know he has he's got good advice and good people that he's talking to that are Dr. Stripling is in charge of the largest archaeological dig site in Israel at Shiloh, and he's dug in Jericho and other places. So I know he's got him and other good people as sources of information. I just don't know. I'm just the new kid showing up.
So about how many people then will be on the team, on the crew?
I don't even know that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just getting certified and showing up with a smile and a mask and some fins and where's my camera? Mm-hmm. Are we ready to go now? So to me, that's just a new adventure that'll be fun. But what's cool, Mike, is we're going to talk about a lot of these things. We're having a couple, we're hosting a couple evenings here in the area. So we've already done what we're calling experience, an evening in Israel without leaving Ohio. We've done that already in Walnut Creek, Millersburg, and Canton. We're going to do that in Zanesville on Tuesday night. And then a week from Tuesday night on the 27th, we're going to do it here at the Coshocton Library. So over the years, I've collected a lot of things in Israel, mostly rocks and broken pieces of pottery, but I'm going to pass those around. We'll have some Israeli snacks and show some pictures and tell some stories. And a lot of people can't go to Israel, so I'm trying to bring some of the Middle East here just to, for people's enjoyment. So,
all right. And so, what's you might have just mentioned this and I didn't jot it down, but when's it going to be at the?
That'll be the 27th at 6 p.m. at the Coshocton Library.
So that's September.
September 27th. Yeah. So a week from Tuesday.
Week
from Tuesday.
And what time?
6 p.m.
6 p.m. So, all right, we are talking today with Pastor Neil Darien from Trilite Crossroads Bible Church. We'll take a break, come back, and talk maybe a little bit more about Israel Night. And I understand you do have plans for your standard or your usual trips to Israel coming up.
Usual trip, yes.
We'll talk about that when we return.
Guys from the 50 will operate with Stroud, slinging it down the left side of the field. Smith and Jigba got it to the 20 of Utah, down the sideline to the 10, and drags a defender in the end zone for a touchdown. Jackson Smith and Jigba, a 50-yard scoring strike from C.J. Stroud, and the Buckeyes answer with another score in the air.
This is the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels. Saturday night, Ohio State welcomes in the Toledo Rockets. We'll be on the air with the AEP Energy Buckeye pregame show beginning at 5:30 p.m. here on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Hello, this is Blake. Do you like to save money? Would you like to know where the best deal in town is? Do you rent a house or apartment? Are you being treated fair? Call 622-9791, Coshocton's rental information hotline. You will find a great deal and save lots of money every month. Call 622-9791, and I guarantee you will be treated fair. I will rent you a 2-, 3-, or 4-bedroom house or apartment for less money than anybody in Coshocton. Repairs? Glad you asked. We have 3 full-time experienced repairmen ready to fix you up. I will prove it that nobody will rent you a better house for less money than me. My name is Blake, and you have my word. Also, I will pay you $100 for your moving expense when you rent from me. Call 622-9791. Now, isn't that fair?
Only Best Heating and Air can give you authentic Lennox quality and service for your home's heating and cooling needs. They're the people you know and trust right in our community. With regular maintenance from Best Heating and Air, you can keep your air perfect year-round and keep your home's heating and cooling system running at peak performance. Think Best Heating and Air to keep your system running perfectly season after season. Call Best Heating and Air at 740-545-9400 or visit them at bestheatingandac.com to schedule an appointment today. Dealer license number 30482.
Have you ever thought about volunteering, helping others? Making a difference, being part of a team. If yes, then listen up. We think it's time that you added a new suit to your wardrobe. Become a member of the Jackson Township Volunteer Fire Department. All equipment is provided and paid training is available. Stipend program and paid per call for active members. Make a difference by helping in your community. Jackson Township Fire is located at 887 State Route 541, Coshocton. You can call 740-502-3809 or 740-291-8181, or email jacksontownshipfire8@gmail.com for more information.
At Papa John's Pizza, get a large specialty pizza for just $15, carry out or delivery. To order, call 740-623-8483 or order online at pjz.com. And remember, Papa John's new location, 439 Cambridge Road.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Sports Service at 623-9867. September is Hero Appreciation Month. All first responders will get an additional $500 off their next vehicle. Doctors, nurses, EMTs, firefighters, deputies, active military, and veterans. Only at Jeff Drennan Ford. As for me, Adam Peters.
Talking Football on WTNS with Steve Corries and Casey Claxon.
Welcome to Talking Football here on WTNS. I'm Casey Claxon, back once again with Steve Corries. Talking Football brought to you each and every week by Coshocton Regional Medical Center, your local healthcare team supporting local athletics. Coshocton Regional Medical Center, where care matters most. Coos, we had a big one this past Friday night. The Ridgewood Generals picking up another win as they knock off local favorite Riverview.
Well, you know, it was a good football game, especially early on. Riverview had some opportunities. They had those 5 big turnovers in that first half. Ridgewood got the 21-0 lead, managed to extend it from there. But Riverview fought back, got a couple scores late, but the Generals move on and get it done.
Ridgewood's got a big one coming up this weekend. They are going to take on Marlington. Give us a preview of that game.
Well, Marlington comes in with a record of 0-2 on the season, but they played 2 pretty tough football teams early on. So, you know, it's going to be a test. You know, last season, there was a lot of expectation for this game. Marlington came to Ridgewood. Ridgewood won really easy. You know, I'm sure Marlington would like to get a little payback in this one, but I think the Generals may be a little bit too strong.
The Riverview Black Bears will play their third straight game on the road to open the season. But this is
the... That was some old programming there. We'll see if we can find this week's edition of Talking Football. In the meantime, we are back once again with Pastor Neil Darien from Chilai Crossroads Bible Church. And let's see, where were we? Let's get my thoughts together. What's next here, Neil?
Sure, we can talk about anything, Mike. We have...
The trips coming up that you have regularly, you've got one coming up in, what, February?
February 20th is a group trip. A lot of people from this area are going with us. But in June, Julie and I get to go back and join my brother-in-law on a film crew. He's been producing this wonderful program called In Grace with Jim Scudder, and has done all sorts of programs in Israel, including a series called Discover Hidden Israel, Secrets of the Jewish Temple, and there's another series called the Joshua's Conquest in Israel. And when I was there with him in November, we went to Jericho and actually saw the burn line of where the children of Israel burned Jericho in 1406 BC. There's a layer of ash on that layer. And that's crazy just to see evidence on the ground that confirms the biblical narrative is, for me as a Christian, is just unbelievable. It's amazing. So yeah, those are we're going to go back and film with him in June. He's doing a series called The Seas of Israel. And there's some cool insight. Maybe we've talked about this in the past, Mike, but the Sea of Galilee, the first time I was in Israel in 1992, I discovered, of all things, two brothers on the shore of the Sea of Galilee that were by their wooden boat, and they were mending their nets. And if you know the Gospels, you know that that's how God the Son, Jesus, found James and John on the shore of the Sea of Galilee by their wooden boat mending their nets. So I asked them if I could go fishing with them, because they were getting ready to go fishing that night. And so I had the privilege of, I've failed every time I've tried to walk on the Sea of Galilee, but I succeeded in talking them into letting me fish with them all night on the Sea of Galilee. So I already have this love for the water in Israel. The Sea of Galilee, we caught 600 pounds of fish that night. Sea of Galilee is fed by the Jordan River, which comes from springs and snowmelt from Mount Hermon in the northern part of Israel. But the Sea of Galilee gives and gives and gives, and it's alive. And the Dead Sea takes and takes and takes, and it's dead. And there's so much to be learned from that as human beings, that when we live our lives to be a blessing and help others, we're actually alive. But if we're just, if our mindset is, what can I get, then we become like the Dead Sea, which the water level is continuing to go down in the Dead Sea, which is unfortunate, especially for the hotels that have built buildings on the side, and the water is now even farther from them. But I've been swimming in the Mediterranean, I've been swimming in the Red Sea, been swimming in the Dead Sea and the Sea of Galilee, but I've never dived any of them. So to get to dive that one coming up in June is pretty spectacular. In my bucket list world, that's just a giant big one. I've gotten to do so many wonderful things in life, but I can't, I'm pinching myself that I get to do this one.
All right, so you've got some adventures ahead of you. Anything else you'd like to share with us about your regular excursions and your trip to Israel?
Sure.
If you want to get involved.
February 20th, we're taking a trip to Israel, and Israel doesn't require vaccinations now, which is wonderful. So our last couple trips, that's been a consideration for some people that didn't want to deal with that. But that's not a problem at all if you're not vaccinated. Israel doesn't ask, and they don't care. And so it's opened up travel to Israel, and there's a lot more tourists in Israel now because of that. And I'm really happy, because tourism is our number one industry, and I'm happy to see, you know, people from other countries in Israel enjoying it. And so there's so much to enjoy there, but not everybody can go. So that's why we're doing this experience an evening in Israel night on the 27th here in Coshocton at the library at 6 p.m. We're also giving everyone that comes a free olive wood Christmas tree ornament that comes to that event. So should be fun.
Okay. Olive wood.
Olive wood, yeah.
Okay. All right. So a lot coming up here. A couple other things that you wanted to mention this morning. Well, your addictions program, it's been going on for anything else about Israel before we do that? Are we good there?
I think we're good with Israel. I'm super, super excited about it. I have to renew my passport, so hopefully that goes smoothly.
Yeah. I'll check the date on mine. The addictions program, you've been presenting that program for how long now? I'm trying to say it's fairly new. Yeah. It's been, what, 4 or 5 years
now? It's been five or six. I think maybe since 2015, I think, is when we were kind of beginning it, so maybe six-ish or seven. We recently upgraded to a new program called Simple Steps, but it is the highlight of my week, Mike. Every Friday night at 7 o'clock, I just love seeing people that don't have hope discover hope in life and discover really a purpose for living and regain a zest for life. So Friday night, 7 o'clock, it's one of our big goals is to help people get off drugs and as we've talked about many times, my brother died of a cocaine overdose. My brother's dead, but everybody else is my cousin. If I can help one person, and we're helping a lot of people in this community. We provide free transportation, free childcare, and a free meal. And we're doing whatever we can to try to be a help. But Friday nights, it's just fabulous. And we often have guest speakers in, just people from the community that have had some great life experience. So it's just it's an all around really fun evening, and it's open to the community. It's an open program for the terminology is that open means you don't have to register. There's no cost. You can just show up a Friday night at 7 o'clock. And a lot of people from the community have just come and experienced it to see what we're doing out there. And I'm really happy because I think it gives them kind of a sense of, oh, this is a source of hope and kind of a light in a challenging time in someone's life. It's a light, so we're happy for that.
Okay, and also we've got on the list here, want to make sure we work in the wild game. You say you're going back to February?
We're going back to February, Mike, because people have cabin fever in February. If we do it in the other months, we found it's more challenging. People want to come, but there's so many other things going on, like soccer games or whatever else, you know, that's happening in the springtime. So the challenge for us, as you well know, is seating, because the reason we loved a tent so much is we could really open it up. We could accommodate a lot more people in one seating. We're just going to go back to two seatings in our auditorium, but our trick is we're going to limit it to 200 tickets per seating. So instead of maxing out the space, we're going to leave it in a comfortable space, but limit the number of tickets. And so that's the only way we've been able to figure out how to keep doing the event at a time when people most want to come. Cabin fever, February 18 is the date. We're going to have tickets go on sale on December 15. So you can't get them before December 15, but on December 15, that day, tickets will become available. And there's only 200 tickets per seating on February 18. Very excited about it.
Okay, and I'm sure we will have more about that as the date approaches. What else would you like to touch on today, Pastor, before we wrap up?
Yeah, I'm just grateful, Mike, for the chances to share these things with you and the wonderful people of this community. I'm just grateful that God in his mercy has allowed me to live in this awesome community I appreciate you having me on. Our preschool we're helping. We have three big objectives. We want to get kids reading. We want to get parents working and people off drugs. And we're doing those things. The awesome people of our church are doing those things. I believe we're having a really positive impact on the community. And I'm really excited about the future as those things keep growing.
Thanks for being with us today, Neil.
Thank you.
That's Pastor Neil Darien from Charlie Crossroads Bible Church, and we are going to have some open phone lines between now and 11 o'clock this morning, starting right now, 740-622-1560. We'll be back right after this.
A complete, detailed scouting report from an expert can be the key to victory. That's just what great independent insurance agents deliver. They scout insurance companies for you and recommend winners like Grange.
Let the Jacobs Bannerman Agency show you how Grange's strong value and fast claims service delivers league-leading coverage. Call us at the Jacobs Bannerman Agency at 622-1796 or visit our website at jacobsbannerman.com.
Products not available in all states.
You can save during Wilson Carpet and Furniture's overstock
Lazy Boy sale going on now. Take 10% off of sale price on motion sofas and love seats, rocker recliners, and wallaway recliners. Some exclusions apply, and this offer does not include special orders. Shop now while the selection is good and take 10% off of your new Lazy Boy sofa or recliner during our overstock sale. Wilson Carpet and Furniture, 230 Main Street, Coshocton.
MVHC Urgent Care provides health care without the wait. Their locations offer extended hours and are fully equipped with X-ray and lab services. You do not have to be an MVHC patient to utilize their urgent care services. Visit one of their convenient locations in Coshocton for all of your urgent health care needs.
For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery Line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
This Eye on Weather forecast is brought to you by H&H Auto Body. It's your car. It's your choice. For 45 years, we have been providing the very best collision repairs in the area. H&H Auto Body, Otsego Avenue in Coshocton.
Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, mainly clear. Patchy fog after midnight. Lows in the lower 50s. And tomorrow, patchy fog in the morning. Mostly sunny with highs around 80. Currently, it is 62 degrees in Coshocton. And a little bit open phone lines between now and 11 o'clock this morning. And I'll be honest with you, I did not do any prep. I've got this date in history that we'll get to. A little bit of follow-up from yesterday. And this was just a peripheral thing that came up with a discussion with one of our callers. Had a rather lengthy call. We talked about a variety of different things, but one was growing broccoli. And say, you didn't even know where they grow broccoli. So I had to look that up. And broccoli, quite a bit of it is grown, in fact, here in the United States. And 90% of the broccoli that's grown in the United States is grown in California. And a wide variety of different agricultural products come out of California. But 90% of the broccoli is grown in California. But it really is grown to some degree all across the United States, typically in warmer states, but not exclusively. So if you're eating broccoli during the summer, unless you grew it yourself, good chance it is that it came from California. And aren't you glad you know that? Well, the phone lines are open, and they will be between now and 11 o'clock. And the Cleveland Guardians won again yesterday. And the White Sox, I think the White Sox lost, so put another game, a little bit more distance between themselves and the White Sox, so we can talk some baseball, if you would like. If you would like to talk about travel, every time I talk to Pastor Neil, gets me in the mood for travel once again. And I'd like to go to Israel someday. There are cruises, Mediterranean cruises, that go. The Mediterranean Sea is huge, and there are a lot of destinations all around the Mediterranean Sea. Israel is one of them, Cyprus, Turkey, and there are a couple of the cruise companies that I've worked with before have cruises in the Mediterranean. So your thoughts, and I've been putting some thought on maybe cruising. I haven't made a full decision just yet, but I'm getting to the point with travel. Well, we had COVID, not really put the kibosh on it for a year and a half. And then now that the COVID is easing, the restrictions are easing. There are still some restrictions in effect, but now we've got problems with airlines and their reliability, and add that the cost of everything is going up, and a lot of other uncertainties as well. If you miss your flight to catch your cruise ship, then you're in big trouble. So phone lines are open to talk about any of that if you would like, to talk about where they grow broccoli, or to talk about anything else between now and 11 o'clock. 10:41 is the time. Let's take our next phone call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm out and about, and now I know why I got the ice cream shop thing fouled up. The building that Isley's was in was the Rue building, R-U-E.
Oh, okay. Yeah. As opposed to the Frew building.
Yeah, and that's gotcha. Why I think, because they're rhyming words, I got them confused. I would look across from McConnell's office there when it was in the Selby building in that newer part up over Newberry's and see, and it's and I was just there. I parked there because I went in the Buckeye building to the dentist a little while ago. It's the J.L. Rue building, R-U-E, where Hoffman's is now. And then where Maryland's is the Cohen building, C-O-H-E-N. And I don't remember what was in there before Maryland's Natural Foods.
I don't know. Maryland's been there a long time. Is that where, well, that's not where Collins Sanitary Market was.
No, no.
Okay.
No, no, that was across the former alley to the west there. It kind of in there where that flower and Hallmark store was at one point. Sue's was in that area last.
Okay.
I'm wrecking my brain to think maybe Isley's was wide enough that it took up where Maryland's is too, but I don't think so. I think it was a pretty narrow little place, and I was excited when the guy called in end of last week and said, oh, I got a hold of the corporate office, you know, because, and then realized there's only a few of those stores left. But he didn't say where the corporate office was, did he?
For Isley's?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember. I didn't know Isley's still had a corporate office. I know they have three stores left. I didn't know that they were. I don't recall that conversation. So I don't know. They started started in Ohio in Mansfield, I believe. But that was a long time ago.
But what he said when he called in, he says, I got a hold of corporate, and I found out when the store opened. Or when it closed was 69.
Okay.
And that's why it's not in the 71 or 73 city directory. Because it closed in 69 and so on. So, and I'm interestingly driving in front of that building right now. And then of course the next building was Hay Jewelers, which had been a bank before that, I believe.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Isley's is, Collins is Zach's Treasures now, I think. So anyway, unless I'm off one building, but you know, it's hard to tell. People start to redo a building slightly, and they redo it just enough that you don't recognize it anymore. So and so on. So anyway, so that's finally I solved that mystery, and there wouldn't be a mystery to solve if you could just remember this stuff, you know. But If you forget it or it fades away, then you're in trouble. So,
every time we get talking about local history and stores and such, I always feel compelled to toss out the disclaimer that I'm going from my Swiss cheese memory, and the farther that I'm removed from things, the more chance there is that memory will fade. And add to the mix that sometimes I talk to people whose memory has also faded a bit, and that can complicate things. So that's why solving these mysteries are kind of fun.
And that's why I don't think any of us should dig in on what we think the name of anything is or was until we check it out. And, you know, the fellow that called in with the info last week about the exact date it closed, that was really helpful to clarify it for me. And then yesterday when I called, I wanted to talk about something else, and we got off onto trinkets from Coshocton, I guess. And I don't know. I was going to talk about the interesting thing, this guy named Jones that they're trying for inflicting pain on Sandy Hook folks. That's interesting to me, you know, because he would make an argument about First Amendment freedom of speech and stuff like that, and at the same time, how free is your speech if you deny absolute truth, you know, and hurt people in the process. So I guess that's, you know, that's all I'll say about it. Maybe there's somebody that really wants to talk more about it one way or the other.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with what you're referring to.
Well, I think he's called, I want to say his name's Alex Jones. Again,
oh, okay.
I'm getting
yeah.
a lot of info these days from reading feature stories pulled from USA Today, AP, and the State House News Bureau that are in the Tribune.
Yeah.
And they're great multi-sided stories of stuff. It's just really pretty interesting reading. In fact, for every time I'm negative about the Tribune, I also want to be positive about the fact that there's just a lot of stuff covered in there that you're just not getting anywhere else. If you're just sitting on one network, or you're just sitting on computer news or AOL or something, yeah, I just don't think you're getting all sides of something, in my opinion. So, anyway. But that's my 2 cents worth for today, I guess.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. 10:47 is the time. We have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock. And we're getting close to the top of the hour here. Broccoli. This is an article from Penn State Extension. Broccoli oftentimes is held up as a food that kids hate. And, yeah, maybe kids by and large do not like broccoli as much as others. And you know me, I'm not too particular. I like broccoli. Can't say that I love it, but I like broccoli and cauliflower. Kale. I don't care much for kale. I've never had kale that I've liked in any way. It doesn't have a good flavor. I don't like the texture. I know it's good for you. I don't like kale chips. And maybe if it was sautéed in a whole bunch of butter and salted and with a little garlic powder on it, maybe, just maybe. But broccoli. And I don't even remember even hating broccoli as a kid. Broccoli can mean different things to different people. When most people think of broccoli, they are thinking of sprouting broccoli, often referred to as Italian or Calabrese broccoli. Heading broccoli is not a broccoli at all. It's a late season or overwintering cauliflower. Another broccoli, is it rabe or rabe, R-A-B-A, does not produce a head and is used as a greens crop. I saw it somewhere else described as, it looks like asparagus with a tiny, tiny broccoli head on it. Native to the Mediterranean region, broccoli was cultivated in Italy in Roman times and was introduced into England about 1720. Unlike cauliflower, broccoli is a fairly new crop to American consumers. It was first grown commercially in California and then ice packed. The first ice pack crop was shipped east in 1924. However, broccoli did not become a crop of any significance in the United States until after World War II. The United States has become the world's largest producer of broccoli. Most of the broccoli harvested in the United States is sold as fresh produce. In 2011, the United States produced more than 2 billion pounds of broccoli with a value over $750 million on more than 130,000 acres. $750 million of broccoli produced here each year in the United States. Leading broccoli producing states are California, with 90% of the crop, but also a significant amount is grown in Arizona, Texas, and Oregon, and also grown on a large scale in Italy, Northern Europe, and the Far East. In recent years, the Northeastern United States produced more than 500 acres. So that's all you want to know about broccoli. We'll take a break and get back, take another phone call right after this.
Do you know someone who is looking for a clean, cozy place to live? Tell your employees, relatives, and friends to call Bellflower Apartments at 622-6400. First floor modern apartments in a great location featuring central air, private patio, on-site laundry, and appliances are furnished. The best neighbors in Coshocton are waiting for you at Bellflower Apartments. 566 South 3rd Street, Coshocton, Ohio. We also have 2 and 3 bedroom homes for rent. 740-622-6400.
Everybody loves a discount, and Grange Insurance offers dozens of them. Good student discounts, defensive driver discounts, home ownership discounts, multi-vehicle discounts, life insurance multi-policy.
Let the Jacobs Bannerman Agency, the Grange independent agent, walk you through all the Grange discounts you may be eligible for. The Jacobs Bannerman Agency can help you save a lot of money while you enjoy the worry-free experience of coverage with Grange. Call the Jacobs Bannerman Agency at 622-1796.
Products not available in all states.
Fall is almost here, and there's a lot to do and see at Shoemaker Farms. Shoemaker Farms has all your fall decorating accessories like pumpkins, gourds, mums, corn stalks, straw bales, apples, squash, and of course, homemade cookies. They also have tomatoes, zucchini, cucumbers, produce, and did I mention homemade cookies? Located between Coshocton and West Lafayette on County Road 16, Shoemaker Farms is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 6, and Sunday from 10 until 4. Stay tuned for hayrides to the pumpkin patch every Saturday and Sunday in October.
Do you have any windows where the sun comes in too much? Graber Solar Shades offer varying levels of light filtering that can help keep too much sun from coming in, yet let you see out. Wilson Carpet and Furniture is your Coshocton dealer for Graber window blinds. Come see our large selection of solar fabrics and choose one that's perfect for your room. Wilson Carpet and Furniture, 230 Main Street, Coshocton. For your perfect window dressing, Graber blinds.
Do you want to put a face with that resume? It's not too often you get to hand an employer your resume in person these days. Come take advantage of this opportunity Thursday, September 22nd from 11 to 3 at the Lake Park Pavilion at our Ohio Means Jobs Employment Expo. Employers are there to try to employ you.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service 24 hours a day at 622-0194. During September, we are giving an additional $500 off your next vehicle to all our local heroes, doctors, nurses, EMTs, hospital staff, deputies, firefighters, and also active military and veterans. Only at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Are your creditors threatening you? Are your wages being garnished? Do you fear you may lose your home? Call the local bankruptcy attorney at Drown Law Offices of Coshocton to stop the harassment. When you file a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, your debts are eliminated, and in most cases, you can keep your home, car, personal possessions, and retirement. With proper guidance, good credit can be reestablished in only a few years. Call today for a free, no-obligation packet at 740-291-8080.
We do have high school football coming your way tomorrow evening. The Ridgewood Generals will host Malvern. You can hear that game here on FM 99.3. And we do have this week's edition of Talking Football ready to go.
Talking Football on WTNS with Steve Corries and Casey Claxon.
Welcome to Talking Football here on WTNS. I'm Casey Claxon, back again with Steve Corries. Talking Football is brought to you each and every week by Coshocton Regional Medical Center, your local healthcare team supporting local athletics. Coshocton Regional Medical Center at 1460 Orange Street in Coshocton provides full-service care, including a 24/7 emergency department, an inpatient medical surgical unit, and an intensive care unit to keep you and your family in the game. Coshocton Regional Medical Center, where care matters most. Coos, it's hard to believe, but we are almost halfway through the season with it being week 5.
Yeah, halfway through, and, you know, big games this weekend. And first we'll talk a little bit about River. You've got a good win last week against Philo, 20-15, played really well, moved the football, and they look to be really on a roll as they head into their ball game here on Friday night with Meadowbrook.
Yeah, that's definitely a game that Riverview can win, and they can go 3-2 if they play well Friday.
Really, and I think they're looking forward to this. I think they've got a lot of confidence. Talking to Coach Lasecki, he feels good about where they're at right now. And, you know, I look for the Bears to put it together and get their third win come Friday night.
The Coshocton Redskins had another tough one this past Friday against John Glenn, but they're hoping to get on the winning track on Friday, but it's going to be a tough task as they travel to Morgan.
Yeah, Morgan, nice football team. They're 3-1. The Redskins right now trying to figure out things offensively. They've had trouble putting points on the board. Defensively last week played really well. They created 4 turnovers. Once they got those turnovers, just weren't able to put points on the board. They'll try to do a little bit better job when they go to Morgan.
And our featured game coming up on Friday night has the Ridgewood Generals back at home. And first time, long time, Ridgewood's going to play a team that has a better record than what they have going in.
That's a good point. Malvern comes in with a record of 4-0 on the season, and Ridgewood obviously 3-1. But Ridgewood's lone loss to a really good West Branch team, Division III school out of Northeast Ohio. And, you know, I know they're going to be looking to bounce back. Malvern has a good record, but I'm not quite so sure they can hang with the Generals.
So join us on Friday night for our pregame show starting at 6:35, the kickoff and play-by-play with Coos and Chris Wallace. That'll start at 7 o'clock. We'll have the game on FM 99.3 WTNS. Listen on our website, mywtnsradio.com, and we will once again stream the game live on our YouTube channel and the WTNS website. Again, that address, mywtnsradio.com. This is Talkin' Football, brought to you by Coshocton Regional Medical Center, your local healthcare team supporting local athletics. Coshocton Regional Medical Center, where care matters most.
Talkin' Football is a production of WTNS Sports and Claxon Communications.
It is 10:57, and time for one more quick phone call today. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike. I had to call in about the broccoli. The broccoli is started by seed on the 1st of March. Have it in the ground in your garden by the 1st of April. One particular variety that grows extremely well up here is called Pac-Man. That's not too hard to remember. My Pac-Man plants grew approximately 4 foot high. They'll produce clear up till the first frost. If I wasn't leaving early, I wouldn't have pulled mine out of the ground the other day. So that's a few little pointers for you. Feed them pretty highly. They are big feeders. They're like cabbage. Cow manure, 10-10-10, both together. They feed very, very hard. But
and the cauliflower is a relative. Do the same rules apply to cauliflower?
Yes. 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 Most of the cabbage family is all the same. Now, cauliflower, I don't grow cauliflower. I find it to be confusing when it comes to the ones that will blanch themselves. And then the other ones that you have to pull the leaves up and tie them, it's a lot more maintenance than what I'm looking for, you know. So, but broccoli is very good, but remember Pac-Man. I've tried several varieties, and I don't like the other ones near as well in this particular region. Most of the stores won't start selling broccoli until later on, and I want to get mine in the ground because they are cold-loving plants.
I grew mine at the wrong time. When I grew them, I bought plants at the garden center. Didn't really know what I was doing and didn't put enough into it. And I remember one of the cauliflower plants I had some little worms or caterpillars on it, and it was infested with something or other. The bugs got them. This isn't absolutely really worth it for something that I really don't like that terribly well. So, all right. Well, thank you for calling today. We are all out of time. Thank you all for calling, and thank you all for listening. Let's check our weather forecast.
This Eye on Weather report is brought to you by Carol Goff and Associates Real Estate. The housing inventory in our local market is extremely low. It is a great time to consider listing your property with a local professional. Let one of the agents at Carol Goff and Associates help you with that process, from pricing to marketing to putting up the sold sign. Stop by their office at 404 North 2nd Street in Coshocton or call them anytime at 622-7653.
Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s, mainly clear tonight. Lows in the lower 50s, and tomorrow patchy fog. In the morning, mostly sunny, highs around 80. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton. It's 11 o'clock.
Listen to the WTNS communication lines Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 a.m. on WTNS FM 99.3 or online at mywtnsradio.com.